Hey, this Tuesday is Zune Tuesday, and I've got some tips on drawing some advertisers to your podcast on episode number 112, School Podcasting's Morning Announcements.
It's the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All righty, welcome aboard to the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. This is where we talk about really everything podcasting, and of course the big news coming up this week on Tuesday. For lack of a better phrase, Microsoft launches their version of iTunes. And if you haven't got your subscription in the Zune proper formatting, my good buddy Paul Culligan put together ZunePodcastSubscription.com. All you need is the name of your podcast and your RSS feed, and boom, you're good to go. He's got images there. You'd want to download those images and then re-upload them to your site, and you'll be ready for Tuesday. And of course, Tuesday, you have to go there, just like iTunes, I believe, set up an account, log in, submit your podcast, and then wait, because everybody and their brother is going to submit on Tuesday. So, hey, welcome aboard. If you'd like to contact me, you can send me an email at dave@schoolpodcasting.com. Our website, schoolpodcasting.com. I know, big surprise. What else is going on? Show notes. We've got a couple things we're going to be talking to, linking to. You can find those at shownotes.musicianscooler.com. And our toll-free phone number is 888-563-3228. Now, from this point forward, if you never plan on monetizing your podcast, I'm telling you right now, just hit skip. Because we're going to be talking monetizing your podcast. And the reason for that is I've got a couple podcasts. One that's brand new, that's actually not even launching yet. And it really was designed with two things in mind. Number one, I'm going to be losing weight over the next 3 or 4 months. And there's a software program that I'm going to be using. And the reason I'm going to be using it is because I've used it before and it worked. And I went to the software guys and said, hey, I'm going to be doing this. I might podcast about this if you would sponsor it. And to make a long story short, we worked a deal. So I'm going to be talking about some of the deals I've worked with some folks and some myths and some numbers that you got to think about here. Okay? That's what's coming up today on the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. We're talking monetizing. We're talking cost per thousand downloads, better known as CPM, and how to coax advertisers into your podcast. All on today's School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements.
Are you the person in charge of your website? Then come check out the Weekly Web Tools podcast at weeklywebtools.com. Each week, we spotlight and review tools, we discuss strategies on web design and promotion, we talk a little SEO, all with the intent of enhancing your website. The Weekly Web Tools podcast. It's the podcast for the do-it-yourself webmaster. Check it out at weeklywebtools.com.
All right, so that's one of the podcasts I was talking about. It's kind of a new one. I've had a few episodes out. I think it's a couple months old now. And here's step number one if you want to have a advertiser come on to your podcast. Number one, I've found two now. Now, these are, as you know, I like to have all my fingers in all the different podcasting pies. So I've got some podcasts on networks. I've got others on other networks. And I've got a couple now that I'm doing all my own. And this second one that's coming up, I'll be probably talking about next week, was really geared in mind for two reasons. Number one, I'm going to be losing weight. And number two, I thought, let's see if I can monetize this. So it's really geared towards monetization. It's going to be interesting because, of course, you know content is king. But I found two advertisers now that have agreed to come on board. And so the first things first is both these companies are tools that I like. I like them. And so when I'm going to be talking about their product, it's because I used it. And I think that had a lot to do with them, and that I could talk about their product, and it wasn't a case where I had to go, now, what is it you do again? I could say, this is what I like about it. I really think this is great how you did this. I think that helped. So that's number one. And they both fit my niche totally. I mean, my target audience will go, oh, this is cool. That's another big thing. Now, when it comes to negotiating a price for your podcast, realize there are a lot of negotiating little tidbits you can play with. Number one, you can say, well, if you sponsor my show, I will put a banner on our site. you know, maybe a 120 by 240 pixel on my site. And again, tell them it's above the fold. It's a little advertising lingo, meaning people don't have to scroll down your page to see it. Now, something else you might want to do is get a program to track the number of times people click on that banner. I just found a neat one. It's called Cloak and Tracker. And the thing I really like about this, number one, it works on your desktop, on your computer, but you can use it on multiple websites. And there was none of this installing it to a SQL server kind of thing. Very, very cool. And I had it up and running in less than 10 minutes. It was very, very cool. And I'll link to that out in the show notes. So now not only can you say, I'm going to have a banner on my site, but I'll be telling you exactly how much traffic you're going to be getting from my site when this is over and it comes time to renew. You might want to ask the advertiser, can you create any kind of coupon codes? This way we can track exactly how many sales came in specifically due to this podcast, which in one case I'm going to be doing that. I have another company that's actually, they're not creating a separate program, but they're setting it up under a whole new PayPal structure for this product to sell it through the podcast so they can track sales that way. That wasn't my suggestion, that was actually theirs. Now, something else, you have a couple of different ways to do this. I think we're all, go back and listen to when I was talking about Gigavox. Of course, Gigavox was now purchased by Poddengo. And this is the product where you can insert advertising or anything else into your podcast. Now, the cool thing is if you're selling this to an advertiser, then you can say, well, not only will your advertising go into the current show, it'll go into all the past shows. And they're like, oh, that's kind of cool. So if anybody listens to something from a month ago, they're going to hear your advertisement. Oh, wow, that's very cool. Now, the other side of that is, and if you're doing that, then you're going to have to use, if you're going to use the Poddengo system, then you're going to need something like DreamHost or HostMonster, because these allow you to do, without getting too geeky here, just a good old-fashioned FTP into the server. HostMonster has a better control panel. DreamHost, though, allows you, they up the bandwidth, and I don't know if it's bandwidth or storage. It might be both, but they kind of give you a little more each month, so it's almost endless in that aspect. But in terms of if you're looking at the control panel behind the scenes when you log into both accounts, HostMonster definitely has a much cleaner interface, but I've been using DreamHost and haven't had any problems with them. Now, what if you're not using Poddengo with the whole, hey, I can build stuff on the fly? So let's say you're using Libsyn at uselibsyn.com, L-I-B-S-Y-N, uselibsyn.com. Then now you can spin this to your advertiser that now, keep in mind, Mr. Advertiser, that when I talk about your product in the show, not only is it going to be in show number 32, it will be in show number 33 and 34 and 35, and those are there forever. So even if you cancel your contract after 3 months, those advertisements will be in those shows permanently. So that's how you spin that way. One, permanent advertising. Number two, hey, if I use Poddengo, not only be in this show, it'll be in all the past shows too. Different ways to spin that. Now, another way, I was talking with some lovely folks the other day. They actually come from a TV background. They're looking to start a video podcast, and I was telling them about the different ways you can monetize a podcast. And we talked about this. We talked about with video, you can do product placement. You know, you accidentally put that can of Coke or that can of Mountain Dew right there on the desk. That's product placement. And you could charge for that. They do it all the time in the movies. Now, another way you can monetize your podcast, and there are more and more people doing this, where you will have a premium version. So you could have one with advertising in it, or you could use something like Paul Colligan. Speaking of Paul Colligan, he has the premium cast setup. You can go to 121 or 121 podcasting. Now, the reason I chose that domain, it's 1-to-1 podcasting, the way that's set up. So now people can subscribe, and you can see exactly how many subscribers you have. And if somebody says, well, after 4 months, they don't want to listen to this anymore, they can turn it off, and they no longer pay for your podcast, and they no longer get your podcast. So it's 1-to-1 versus 1-to-many podcasting. Very, very cool. A lot of different things you can do with that. Another way, you could do this is people are doing like membership sites or a club or something of that nature. So there are programs for making membership sites. At the School of Podcasting, I use A-Member. It's okay. It's relatively about the same price as everything else, about $130. And then when you, it's almost like WordPress. We have plugins. There are plugins for it. And by the time you get done, you spend about $150, depending on exactly what you wanted to do. There's a new, very easy to use, very almost Fisher Price looking. It's so easy to use, the control panel called Easy Member Pro that I've been looking into. Excuse me. It's very dry here in Ohio, even though we're getting some rain in November. Very bizarre. I just found a new one, Interlogy, I-N-T-E-R-L-O-G-Y. This is a company that creates membership sites, and there's two versions. If you just want to like rope off your information, you can do that, and members can get to that for free. So they have to sign up, so you're getting their name and their email addresses and things like that. So you can say, hey, here, members, we're doing this today. And so that's the way. But if you want to charge for your membership, well, it's the same software, but it's not $200. Easy Member Pro, I think, is $140. Like I said, A-Member is $130. So that's another one is Download Guard. And that's $99. And it's really meant to sell downloads. But it also has a byproduct of making a membership site. So you could look at that as well. So I'm kind of off track here. We've gone from luring advertisers in, but this is another way of monetizing your podcast. So let me get back to advertising. Now, something else I found very interesting is I did a Google search for cost per thousand, and better known as CPM. And I saw prices from $30 to $50. And so what I did was I picked the middle number, which is 40 for those of you keeping track at home. And if you wanted to make $31,000 a year and you did, oh, I see what the problem is here. I was looking at this going, wow, that's pretty cool. Hold on a second. Let's say you did 4 shows a month. That's not working the way I wanted it to. There we go. All right, now let's see. If you want to make, oh, wow. Well, if you did 10,000, I just totally messed up my whole thing here. I'm sorry. I had this all set up, and I just realized that I had, here, if you had 10,000 listeners per show, and you did $40 per CPM, you did 4 shows a week, 4 shows a month, that's $1,600 a month and $19,000 a year. So just for giggles, let's copy this and paste it down here, and let's times that by 10. If I had 100,000 listeners per show, yeah, now I'm making 102. Let's go back. Let's say 50,000. You know, I'm making $96,000 a year. If I had 40,000 listeners per show, 20,000 listeners per show. Okay, if I'm making 20,000 listeners per show at a CPM of 40, I'm making $38,000 a year pre-taxes. Keep that in mind. So people say, does that mean I have to wait till I get 20,000 listeners to do an advertising campaign? No. That just means you may not live on it. And also keep in mind this $40 CPM based on a 10-minute Google search. You know, CPM is not the way to go. It's just not the way to go. Now, did I go CPM on my programs here that I'm working together? Yeah, I did. Wasn't real happy about that. But here's what I also did. In one case, I get a commission on, we generated a coupon code, and I get a commission on the sale of that. And with my other one, we have, we're tracking again sales, and we're tracking clicks. There's banners. And the only way to answer that would be to give you the CPM, and I don't want to do that. That's not really cool to the advertiser, but strictly CPM on that one. So Dave, why did you do this? You just said CPM is not the way to go. Well, number one, like I said, I like to play in the podcasting community. I like to do tests and things like that. And this is going to be an awesome test to say, look, you know, in a 3-month period, I sent this guy X amount of business. So I can say, look, the podcasting advertising does work. Because in my opinion, I'm going to have the target market listening to me, and I'm going to have a great product in front of this target market. Now, the key here is, especially, especially if you have one of these membership areas, be very, very careful. One of the things I've been doing, especially with this new podcast I'm getting ready to launch, I've been out listening to the competition, who really have the same idea that I do. And some of you may say, well, why even jump in? Somebody else is doing it. Keep in mind, they don't bring my viewpoint. Your viewpoint is completely unique, and there are going to be a bazillion, trillion, gazillion listeners, especially now with Microsoft in the box, and, you know, who wants a monopoly on your type of podcast? Why not give it a shot? You may be better than your competition. So, and now I've lost my train of thought. Doggone it. We were talking CPM. Oh, why not? So, I'm going to generate some stats so I can say, look, Mr. Advertiser, here's the click-through ratio. You know, here's the number of clicks that you can expect from my audience. Here's the number of sales that you can expect from my audience for a product of X amount. Here was the time span it took to do this. I can give some return on investment numbers to future advertisers. And here's something else that I've already found out to be true. Let me give you a little tale here. I do a podcast for musicians called The Musicians Cooler at musicianscooler.com. And it was really hard trying to find the first guest that was kind of a B-list celebrity, I guess you could say, in some cases, to come on the show. They didn't understand what podcasting was. And that's the other thing to keep in mind. When you're talking about advertising with potential sponsors, it's an internet radio show. It is an internet radio show. The first two times you mention it, the third time you mention it, it's an internet radio show / podcast. Then you can use the word podcast. So I'm trying to get these B-list celebrities on the show, and it was kind of hard. But once I got the first one, and I could say, hey, I've interviewed Jolynn Turner of the band Rainbow. Oh, well, that got me Carmine Appice, who's played with everybody from Rod Stewart to Ozzy Osbourne to you name it. I mean, that guy was on Ed Sullivan. Okay, he's been around forever. Once you get that first one, the others, you know, and give you an example. My first crack at getting an advertiser for Weekly Web Tools, didn't quite understand it, didn't quite get it. And so I got my second sponsor, who is now my first sponsor. Very happy about this, coming on, I believe, next week, once we get all the little bugs worked out here. And I followed up with the first guy I contacted and said, hey, just so you know, the advertising spots are going to be taken up through this period of time. And if you're interested, please let me know. And we can, you know, put your campaign in after this one ends. Very interesting response, because when I was dealing with this advertiser, the first one that I wanted, it was days sometimes, if not a week, before I got a response. When I replied back to him that, hey, thank you for your interest in this, I'm still interested in having you sponsor the show, just so you know, though, you're going to have to wait for this guy's campaign to be over first, I got an immediate response. Because now there's a perceived value. It's like, wait a minute, if somebody else is jumping on board here, there must be something here. It's like I said, when I make flyers for my podcast, you know, the kind where you pull off the little tab at the bottom with the URL for your podcast, if you hang up a flyer like that, pull off a tab or two, because somebody from across the room may see that flyer and go, I can't really read that from here, but it must be good because people are pulling the tabs off. It's a perceived value. So as much as the CPM that I'm getting and the commission, I might make some decent money with these commissions. It wasn't exactly my initial price that I wanted. I could have been worse. But I know the power of my niche. And I know that this product fits. And I think I could have charged more. But you know what? I got one on the roster. and I'm going to be able to track stats. I'm going to be able to come up with a nice press kit from this. And I'm able to get that second guy to go, hey, I'm ready. Whenever that campaign is over, I'm ready. And that's really all I have right now. But I just want to let you know. So when you go to Entice Advertisers, again, let's kind of review what I talked about earlier. These are things you can offer. And don't offer these all up front. You know, banners on your website, coupon codes. You can track the links from your website to their website. Again, I'm using a program called Cloak and Tracker. It's $50. I'll have a link to that out in the show notes. You know, if they want, they can use PayPal to set up a separate product code for that so they can track sales that way. They want return on investment. They want to know that their advertising dollars are being spent wisely, and so you want to provide them with as much material to prove to them that their advertising dollars are being spent wisely. Another way that you can generate income, not so much from advertisers, is, again, to use a membership area. Be very, very careful if you have a membership area. If you mention it too many times during a podcast, it may be a bit annoying. I've had people, we'll talk about this in the future too. I've been looking at some of my PodTrack survey results, and you can find that at schoolofpodcasting.com/survey if you want to fill out the survey. And I've had some people say some very nice things. Thank you very much for those of you that have filled this out and said very nice things about the podcast and how it's very informative and et cetera, et cetera. And I've had some other people say, you know, this whole thing about signing up for the School of Podcasting, it's just annoying. And I've listened to some of my competition for this new podcast I'll be doing. And in some cases, I think they overdo the whole sign up for the membership site. You're really going to bonus it. So I was like going, where's the content? Remember, content is king. So that's all I have for today. I want to thank you very much for tuning in. And this is where I am going to plug. So if you're tired of plugs, feel free to skip at this point. I told you. But I do run the School of Podcasting.com. We have a section now, step-by-step tutorials. We've redesigned the interface. And I'm going to tell you, if you were a member of the School of Podcasting a year ago and you thought it was a mess, come back now. Brand new interface makes it very easy to navigate, find exactly the tutorials you want. We still have the resource section where you can comment on things like that. Hope you enjoy it. Of course, remember, you can try it 30 days free. If you don't like it anywhere between those first 29 days, simply just say, look, I'm canceling my account. I want a refund. We have the great Blogger and Podcaster magazine bonus now. You can get a free month in the online version of Blogger and Podcaster on USA Today. And many more bonuses that you can read about at schoolofpodcasting.com. That's our website. My email, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. My phone number, 888-563-3228. If you have any comments or tips that you've done in coaxing advertisers into your podcast, I'd love to hear them. Either email or call them in, or, you know, record a comment, and I would love to play them on the show, because I think as we all get into this and as we start to get more and more advertising dollars into podcasting, I think we all can learn from each other. So that's why I'm sharing this and this information. It's just some ways that you can make money with your podcast. Again, the key, though, I think the key to all this as we head towards the door is finding the right product that fits your niche. It makes things so much easier. So thanks again for listening. This is Dave Jackson, and until we meet again, class dismissed.